From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The police chief in the southern U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, say they are negotiating with a sniper who continues to fire on officers from a downtown parking garage. He is suspected of being involved in the killing of four law enforcement officers in Dallas and wounding seven others Thursday night. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says the gunman is threatening to take more lives.
The suspect that we are negotiating with that has exchanged gunfire with us over the last 45 minutes has told our negotiators that the end is coming and he's going to hurt and kill more of us, meaning law enforcement.
The chief says he also claims to have planted bombs in the downtown area, so officers are being extremely cautious. Police have taken three people into custody for questioning. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings.
It is a heartbreaking morning to lose these four officers that proudly served our citizens. To say that our police officers put their life on the line every day is no hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reality.
The police officers were fired on during a demonstration over what many believe was excessive force in the fatal shooting of two black men by police officers in two other states, the shooting of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota, sparked protests in several cities on Thursday in the U.S. State and federal investigations are underway into the shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana. The officers involved in those shootings are on administrative leave. This is VOA News. The U.S. and South Korea.